ABC Radio Australia.
And our political analyst says France risks escalating unrest in New Caledonia if it can't keep its security forces under control. Last week, three Noumea municipal policemen were placed under investigation after footage went viral online of them arresting a Kanak man. Adrian Muckham, a senior lecturer in history at Victoria University of Wellington, told reporter Mackenzie Smith incidents like these could undermine ongoing peace talks.
It is a real concern. In general, just in watching what's been happening over the last couple of weeks, authorities have been at pains to try to intervene in these situations without overstepping the mark. But clearly it's a very difficult thing to do. If authorities need to act within the strict limits of the law and not overstep. And I think, there certainly is a risk of any overstepping of those legal limits to aggravate the situation, to potentially lead to further acts of violence. Kanak themselves have stressed that they're concerned about the risks that come with this heightened security and police presence. At the weekend, the FLNKS released a statement stressing that the response to the situation, they said, should be, political rather than repressive, and they were calling on the authorities to be strictly impartial in both in their policing responses and well as in mobilising the justice system afterwards. They weren't directly referencing, I think, actions by the police. There was signaling concern about actions by these milice that have been rumoured to have been involved in acts of violence against protesters. But I think they could just as well have added to that concern that law enforcement not overstep the marks.
Would you say that this police presence is in part because France is really under pressure to show that it has the situation under control?
Yes, very much so. It's certainly under pressure from the loyalist side, and the public at large, which are looking, for a return to calm and to have the situation resolved. So I can imagine, there is a lot of pressure on those authorities. And certainly in terms of the discourse, the words that have certainly come from the top, from the people have shown some sensitivity to that. Whether or not that's been carried out in practice is a little bit unclear. And I think it's worth noting too, we haven't really heard very much. I understand it's now under investigation, but there was also about a week ago, there was the shooting by an off-duty policeman, I think is what has been said, of a Kanak man. And I don't think we've heard much more about that investigation, but events like that will be adding to local concerns as well.
And so in that sense, is it really incumbent on France that in restoring security, it holds police officers involved in these incidents to account?
Yes, very much so. And I think we've seen that already. It seems that this particular event has been referred to the justice system by the police authorities, by the municipal police authorities, and it does now seem to be under investigation by the justice system.